Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Mr. Greenberg?
This is Kim. I'm on the phone. I was the one helping Jeff get in. I was just talking to Dana.
Yeah, she just assistant called me to contact you guys to assist them with
Yeah.
the app.
Yeah, I got him this far and it won't let me go any further. It says 500 international survey error. It says there's a
No,
problem with the
no.
resource.
Just delete that which you just downloaded.
Delete what I just downloaded.
Yeah, so I can take you through the steps on.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm at patient's portal where it says my name, address, and phone number.
Are you on the HHA app?
Yeah. It's add patient's ID, so I'll do that.
I think you kind of downloaded the business app. It redirected you. That's why I said I need you to uninstall it.
Okay, HHAAE Exchange. And then there's the one with the plus.
I
And it's
don't,
home care. Then
so
there's
the
home.
one with the plus, I don't want you to download that one. That's a business app.
What about the home care hub?
Yes, the home care one.
Okay, the home care hub. Okay.
So you want the HHA exchange that says, one second.
I have HHA Exchange. It's caregiver mobile
That's
app.
which one you want. Yep.
And that's the one I just was in.
Okay. So if you were in that one, then you need to click on the three dots in the upper right-hand corner to update the profile.
I gotta sign back in now.
Okay.
Okay, it took me back to it, add patient. So admission ID is 93255.
No, that's the wrong thing. The only thing, the app that you need to be on is the one with the email and the password. It should not be asking you any of them information.
Okay, well I'm in HHA Exchange. There's three little people in the house, a few pieces in the top, a question mark. It says answer caregiver question, and then there's
No,
menu.
that's the wrong app.
Okay, let me sign out. Let me hold on. Hold on. Okay, let me go back in.
So you're on a home care hub app. You need to go
No,
on
I'm
the
in
HH. Go ahead.
HH Exchange. That's what I'm in now.
I know, but it's three of them. That's what I'm saying. That's why you're getting mixed up with the correct one.
Okay, so which one do you want me to get in then?
So I want you to go to the App Store. And then I want you to download HHA Exchange.
Okay. And that's okay, there's HHA Exchange, HHA Exchange Plus. And there's Home Care Hub.
Right, I want you to download the first one, HHA Exchange.
Okay. Okay. It okay. Forget password because I got to reset the password. I don't know why.
No, you don't have an account with that because you just did it with underneath Home Care Hub. That's why.
Okay.
So you're starting from scratch.
Okay, so
So
that's.
once you open that, it should be a little box that pop up to say go to App Store or close. You need to click close.
Okay. Okay. So the, I'm also okay. I'm in HHH. It's just Exchange. That's the only
Yes.
one I'm in now.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want me to push? Sign up.
So, yep, I need you to click sign up. Then a little box is going to pop up. I need you to click close.
Okay. There it is. Okay. Email. Okay.
Now, I want you to scroll down and click sign up.
Sign up. Okay, sign up. Okay, I gotta go to email and a new password and
Now,
then
it has
go.
to be the caregiver's email and the caregiver's password because the caregiver is the one that is locked into the HHA. Now, just to confirm, the email we have for him is jeffkims11@yahoo.com.
Correct.
It's a big girlfriend.
None has been found in the system. Only one registered account
okay,
system
so let
left.
me. So has he ever had an HHA account before?
No. I think he had the plus one maybe signed up.
Do me a favor. Go back to where it say email and password. Click forgot password to see what it say.
Okay. Okay, reset password. It says HHA exchange account locked.
Right.
Notice.
Now, I want you to go to his email.
Okay.
And look for a HHA message.
Jeff, I need your face. Jeff, here, let me see your face. Push it again.
Well, push it.
Do it again. Okay, thank you. Okay. Reset. Okay. Okay. I'm in it.
So the HHA message in that message, that paragraph, is going to have a temporarily it's going to have a temporarily password with two commas in between it. I need you to hold that password until you see the words copy, paste, and cut. I need you to copy that.
And then go back to where I was.
And go back to the sign in when you sign up and put his email in and then hold your finger on the password part until you see copy, paste.
Okay.
And I need you to paste that password there.
Okay, I did. And then what I do, push sign up or
and
log
then
in.
Click sign in. Yes.
Sign up. Sign up or log in.
Nope, log in.
Okay, so I'm going to say password requirement. Okay.
So you need to pick a password with those requirements.
Okay.
That we good. Yeah. I put in, what do you put in? You have to have a original number. You don't need to put in?
No, I will.
Let's figure out what it is. Okay. It'll look right. Is it a little one?